Blog Talk Radio.
Even in the jailhouse, you can give Now, that was just getting started. We're not finished by a long shot. But if you'll just let me put this one on hold one quick second.
I keep on calling.
Let's slow it down for a second. Let's try to get started over again. Because, man, you talking about that hit home. Didn't get a chance to check out, see how the funeral was going today, but I know for a fact that it should be something a little different than it was last week when they buried the mother young guy. So anyhow, let's see if we can get a good start, y'all. Let's see. Because we need to do some fence mending, some fence building, and sooner or later we gonna have to straighten out why we're so disliked. And I'm putting it nicely, y'all, because seems like everybody's scared to talk about it. But I'm gonna tell you what, you can't be afraid to talk about reality. You know, it's got to be some definitions put on right and wrong and the payment thereof. You know, everybody got to know something. You see what I'm saying? If there's going to be any facts put in, we need to know the facts and why and all, you know. I got enough folk in my family to where it's God dog. I'd like to know, you know. So, you know, if it's going to be one way, let it be that. If it's going to be right, let it be that. If it's going to be wrong, let it be that. But we all got to pay by the same rule. All right. That's all I'm saying. Because, you know, people get tired of saying, well, you know, I was playing by the right rules. Like a guy said, well, his girlfriend said, well, I told him and he told him that he's got a license to carry and, he was reaching in his pocket for his ID, and, you know, hey, man, if that's the wrong way to do it, put it on paper and let everybody go by them rules. If it's a punishment for one, it's a punishment for anybody. See what I'm saying? And y'all know what I'm saying. Shit, this ain't new, but it's got to be adhered to. Are you going to continue to have problems for the same reason? And that's ludicrous, man. You know, and that's just the bottom line. I've got a lot of officers in my family, and I get worried every time I hear about an officer getting killed all over the country. Because sooner or later, it's going to explode. And, you know, it's going to be just what a lot of people want it to be. But then that's not right. You know, we done got families all intermingled into this. People with mixed families, you know, that's learned to cooperate for the simple reason of not being disenfranchised from their other families and friends and stuff like that. And then you done went through all of this. And now you have to worry about each other. No, man, see, can't trust them out of your sight. You know, something might happen to them. So you want to be with them. You want to be close, you know. And then, like I said, I got a lot of ethnicities in my family. So I don't want to you know, have a problem with none of mine. Or I'm talking about it would just hurt me to death. I'm not, you know, I just couldn't do it. Y'all know it. It's a fact of life. I was just looking at my AT&T account. So, but anyhow, we have got to do what we do. So, what's the suggestion? I'm going to start asking as soon as I can. I put the words out. I need to speak with a few people, and I'm going to see how soon I can get them on, listed on the show and whatever else I can, because I have no answers, but as I tell everybody, we've got to find some soon. And with that being said, let's go back to some old views. And see what Aretha's like. Because, man, I'm like her. I've been in the storm too long.
I would like to call to the stage at this time one of the greatest soul-stirring voices of the 20th century, Mr. Joe Lagan of the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
Thank you so very much.
Love!
ladies and gentlemen, Patty
Rossell. Yeah, I had to go straight to another one. Yeah, yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
y'all, Lord, y'all, I hate to do y'all like this, but, man, this is one I need y'all to hear. Yeah, yeah, because it's really bad, y'all. It's we need to do something about this. Listen to this one there.
I'm moving home. I've got another building.
Because as you know, I was on the other phone. So I'm going to let this one finish out, and then we're going to talk a little bit. I'll holler in a minute. different people are trying different things in different arenas, but we need to bring them together for it to work. Everybody needs to know what's going on. How about some transparency that if we start sharing some of the ideas and some of the thought patterns and some of the thought processes, that we can get some of these problems solved way before they begin to happen. If y'all don't understand that, then, you know, how can you take a losing situation off into a cloud of nothingness and still say you're trying to do something? If you're trying to do it, let us know about it, you know. Don't keep it to yourself. That's all I'm saying. So let's answer some of these questions. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be trying, like I said a little earlier, to get in touch with some people that really want to have some great input in on this. But it just can't be done in the dark, y'all. It's got to be on the surface. And one group just can't do it alone. So let's try to get everybody involved and going in the same direction. How is that? The S is, no, that's not going to help. J.J. Watt, he ain't helping all this long at a time. Charles Barkley. I'm just reading off a list of names that I have here. Black Love Day. Shit, it's been Black Love Day all our lives. That ain't got us nowhere. So, Yeah, well, this is the reason the first song is so important. LaShawn Pace. Pray for me, y'all. So, Chief, I'm asking you to please be on my radio show. I guess I could be playing some music while I was doing this. I I hope that got through. I just tried to Twitter the chief, but, you know, I'm not saying I was good at it. I said I tried, and I just hope it went through. So, with that being said, I got 5 minutes for this commentary, and I would like to only ask the chief to spend a little time on the air with me and tell us his thoughts and opinions about coming on air at least once a month to give a chief's round table to just talk with certain people or individuals or all the call-in folk and just ask a few questions and have some fun. So, and I'll even play blues in the background. So we'll try that and see what's going on. And, of course, we'll be trying a few other civic-minded individuals and see what's going on. That's what's happening in Welcome to Uncle Billy's World today, you all. So with that being said, let me get ready to surround myself with a little more information about the different things that's happening in the world and try to get back on top of it. And again, I would like to thank you all for listening in. You made my day very pleasant, and I got a chance to send the chief some information, and things are getting greater. It's looking up. It's looking up. Let me see what I have here. Oh, man. Let me see. Let me see. See, y'all don't hear me. No, we don't need that one right now. We don't need that one. No, we don't need that one. Yes, Lord. We need something that we can look toward the hills with. Well, I guess we can go back to the old faithful. Yeah, well, you know, she always loved this one, so let's try it. We might have a chance to do another one after this one.
Goodbye, please don't. Like, did you come?